wanted you to pick up for the user.
Hi there, and thank you for holding. My name is Paul. Happy Wednesday. How's your day going
so far?
Yes, exactly.
nice
to speak with you. Tara says the owner is there with you. She's been reaching out to you since the beginning of the week, I guess. But she did want me to get on the line here so that I could, of course, get you guys the details of the service, answer any questions that you might have. And, of course, it's also my job to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can. Now, did you have any questions? I know Tara does a pretty good job of outlining at least some of the services and the details. But did you have any questions for me at this point?
Not per se. I was just, we're just getting more information on,
sure,
if y'all do contracts, the pricing,
yeah,
what all exactly y'all would set up for Google with us. We know how the process works.
Right.
I know, like, the keywords and reviews is important, and, getting the photos on there, of course.
Yeah. Exactly, right. So we are a comprehensive digital marketing firm. We're certainly not like a one-size-fits-all organization. We don't just have one product. We can offer any product that Google offers. We're a Google Premier partner. We're also partnered with Meta or Facebook. We're even a Yelp vendor, not partnered with Yelp, but we could do that too. But there's not a verified Google listing yet, no Google business profile yet for your business, so we certainly would want to do that. Some business owners...
We do have a Facebook page, though, and a Facebook app.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And we would actually use that Facebook page. I mean, we would link your Facebook page to... And there's not a website, right? There's not currently like a .com website for your business?
Not so far. I'm currently building one.
Oh, you are?
I just had some technical difficulties.
yeah, that's understandable. Well, you know, we build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website, and especially for the younger companies. We don't expect you to already have a website. Now, I mean, if you would like us to, we could build a website for you. I can even request to see if we can include it at no additional cost. That would kind of take it off of your plate. Even if we're just doing that as like a placeholder, give you a little bit more time to complete the website that you're working on, and then it would be a real easy fix for us to switch over to promoting that. Or if you wanted us to just go ahead and take that off your plate entirely. Like I said, the websites that we build in-house, of course, they're Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven, and obviously you're building that website because you know that a website's a powerful conversion tool. It gives the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone and call. Now, of course, most business owners understand that a website's important. Some of them just don't get it. If people don't see it on the first page, it's just a digital business card. You have to give it to people or they would never find it on their own. So we will, of course, make sure that not only you have a verified listing on Google, you'd be verified on Bing as well, show up in Bing Local, the same search result, the same area of a search result. About 1 out of 10 people search on Bing. And overall, that's a lot of people. We want you to get those phone calls too, not just being found on Google. We'll also do things like Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. You'll have a Yelp listing. Everything that Google and Bing look for, everything that they use to kind of determine the search result. I mean, it's the businesses that have the most relevant content relating to that particular search in that area. Those are the businesses that pop up on that first page ahead of their competitors. Of course, those are the businesses that most people call. So we will create that content for you. We can even include a website for you at no additional cost. This is going to have a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads included. And because it is a fairly young company, I'm able to apply our new in business rate, which is fantastic. I mean, it's the biggest reduction in the cost that we offer to the public. It is a full 50% off the normal cost. It saves you $300 a month. And it's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you down the road. It's kind of like an assistance program. It makes it more affordable for younger companies. We do look long-term. It is a month-to-month service, but our clients do tend to keep the service because it's profitable. Nobody cancels on profit. It's my job as a pricing director to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work, and then, of course, we have to earn your business 1 month at a time. Like I said, you'd save $300. You'd save 50% off the normal cost of the service. It reduces the cost of the service from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to just $299. That $299 is an exact amount. You're not paying per lead. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, residential or even commercial. You are taking on commercial work?
Not right now. Okay. We want to build our company a little bit further before we do get into commercial, but that is one of our like 5-year goals.
Down the road. So for now then, we'll focus on residential clients. I know you're doing remodeling, but even small jobs, welcome. So we can definitely get your phone ringing. We will target your service area. We don't draw a big circle around you, though, so we can go a little bit farther in one direction versus another. If there are places you don't want to go, even if they're close to you, you can tell us that, too. We'll target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. If you want to make sure that you're being found in kind of the wealthier neighborhoods, we can target that, too. But like I said, the calls come to you, so it is going to be a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. You will, of course, get a very detailed reporting and tracking system so you can see exactly how well it's working.
Is that including if I'll take over? So we already hired a company to run our Facebook ads. If we decided to withdraw from that company, does that month-to-month price include those Facebook ads? Or because I know Facebook ads. It does? Wouldn't have to pay per lead?
That is correct. Anymore? Yeah, the Facebook ads would be included in that flat rate of $299. Of course, it's our job to get you the return on investment and get your phone ringing. We absolutely could do that. And then, of course, that would free up what you're spending right now with that other company. If you wanted us to, like I said, I did get approval for the website. So we could build that website for you. We could use the existing domain and build a new site for you. Of course, we're going to talk to you in great detail about how you want your website to look. We're going to talk to you in detail about your services, et cetera, your mission statement. I mean, you said you kind of ran into some technical difficulties. In the construction of that website, are you...
It's more when it comes to the booking part as well as, like, the coding here and there has just been a little difficult for me.
Yeah,
I have my basic computer skills, but I can't go as far as, like, I'm just having trouble with the booking side. But honestly, if y'all can give us a website at no cost, I do not mind y'all starting it over and taking it over.
Yeah.
I have a lot of bookkeeping to go through, and that would take a lot off my plate if y'all could do the website if it's included in price. We're paying the other company, $600 a month plus $20 a day for Facebook ads, so that's like, it's a lot out of our pocket.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely want to help you out. I mean, not just with, you know, what you're spending out of pocket, but with your time too, because time is money, you know, and time that you're spending trying to build out a website, that's time that you can spend somewhere else doing something else. So we definitely would be more than happy to help you out and take that over that construction of the site. Now, of course, we're going to talk to you in detail. You can send us any photos, any content that you already have. You, if you like, you'll have access to a website editor tool. So we'll build the website for you. And you'll have access to your website editor tool. It's part of your client dashboard. Now, of course, your client dashboard is your tracking system and so much more. But, of course, you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords, etc. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Obviously, advertising is a tax write-off. You'll have reviews, too.
Do y'all link to QuickBooks at all?
So that's not a service that we're including at this point, but that is something that we're beta testing to see if it's feasible, what the interest level is and what our cost would be to provide that to our clients. That's not something that we are currently providing on any package. It's not an add-on either at this point.
It's okay. I was just wondering if there's a way.
Oh, no, of course. That's a good question. I'm actually going to notate that because I do get that question every now and then. Like I said, we're still trying to find out the viability of that, what the interest level is and things like that. So I'll definitely notate this both on your account and then I'll also send a direct message to the person in that department. Obviously, like I said, we want to use any content that you already have off of your website. We'll talk to you in detail about your mission statement, what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, etc. You will have access, as I was saying, to that website editor tool. So if you want to make changes to your website or just have us make those changes, there's never any additional cost for that. So the initial construction of the site's included. The hosting, the maintenance, the updating of that website is included as well. As I was saying, you'll have reviews on multiple platforms because obviously we're creating all the content that Google and Bing want to see, and whether that review's on Google, Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, if it's on like Superpages, Manta, wherever someone writes a review, it repopulates on your tracking system. So in one place, you can kind of manage your online reputation. You can request reviews, you can respond to reviews right from your client dashboard. So there's a lot of things that we'll be doing here to help you not only get more phone calls, but to kind of manage the calls that are coming your way. Like I said, you'll always know exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from.
I mean, all of this sounds amazing. I mean, you just kind of solved all of our problems into one. Can I ask if there, what your customers usually fall into, maybe that goes wrong, or is there a...
So,
some hiccups or anything that you've run into?
Right. That's a great question. So one of the things that I would do if you decide to move forward, one of the things that I am required to do here because we are a Google partner is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we might be including that website at no cost, reducing the cost of the service, et cetera. And one of the things that we ask for you is that you agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming not only from my company but from your potential customers. The hiccups and the snags that we get, we do schedule a client interview. Like I said, it's not all done on one phone call. We have our client interview technician, Google trained and certified, call you. So sometimes our clients don't answer the phone for that scheduled call. We have to call them back. We have to reschedule the client interview. You know, we ask that, you know, to get you verified on Google that you submit any supporting documents, whether it's like a picture of tools or equipment, a pictures of the work vehicle, any licensing or insurance. I mean, we are not Google, of course. If anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google, they'd be telling stories. Google only makes these phone calls to businesses that have at least 100 individual locations or more, and everything less than that falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. So we are Google partners. We do deal directly with Google's back-end team right away, but we are not Google. So we do still have to submit on your behalf the content that Google requires for things like PIN verification. But, I mean, you sound really on top of things. I don't think that would be
a
problem.
I do try to stay on top of things with us being a new business. I am struggling with... I have tried to set up our Google profile myself, and obviously I ran into a lot of hiccups, and I can't get in contact with them.
Yeah, that's 100% accurate. I mean, you really hit the nail on the head with that. I hear that a lot.
What documentation all is required to set up the Google account? I know proof of insurance is one. Proof of our LLC is another.
Right.
Is there anything else I'm missing that we would need as a contracting company? We subcontract, so the company, the people that we hire, have their own licensing and things.
You don't have to worry about that at all. In fact, you know, you'll get a list. It's an email that gets sent out to you as soon as you sign up. You get a welcome email that's got our client support information on there. It has your login credentials for your tracking system that I mentioned. You get another email that's the initial invoice email, and there's a link on that email to the written terms and conditions. So everything that I go over in that voice verification is provided for you as well in writing. And then you also do get the one about the Google, what's required for the Google verification. It's going to be a list of things that you can send us. It's not... not all of it is required, but anything and everything you send our way will help us expedite the process of getting you PIN verified. It sounds like that would be something you could easily do. And, you know, definitely I hear from a lot of business owners that they run into hiccups and snags when they try to verify their listing. I mean, I talked to someone just yesterday. He says, I was really just putting in accurate information for my business, and then I got flagged for fraudulent content. And the problem is, you know, that process is, almost exclusively, done with AI. So if it falls in the wrong box, the wrong bucket, it's hard to get it out of there. Of course, it's almost impossible for a business owner to contact Google directly to get those things squared away. But we, like I said, we actually work with Google's backend team 5 days a week, all day long. We actually do verify almost more businesses than anybody else. We're one of 8 Google Premier partners in the country. There's only 41 currently worldwide, so you'll definitely be in good hands with us. Like I said, you will get a list of the documentations that we request, not require, but anything you send our way does help us expedite that process of getting your PIN verified.
Right now, we're running under the previous company's insurance. We were letting it ride out until it falls out, but what I think we'll do is we'll go ahead and get the new insurance under this company. Even though it'll overlap, it'll be fine. Extra coverage isn't really a problem. But if you can, I'll have you work on that while I'm out of town, and then we'll have all that for them.
Yeah, everything sounds good to me.
It sounds good. It's worth, it's worth $300 to...
How long does that 50% is that going to be
that's a great question. I was just going to say, so it is a reduced rate for younger companies, but it is not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It really just makes it more affordable for younger companies. It does make it to the point that we're not going to cover our costs, especially with the website included. We don't cover our costs in that first, second, or really even that third month. We have to keep you a satisfied client, to make it make sense for us. I've been with the company myself since 2012. Actually, Tara has too. She's been with the company 3 months longer than I have. So between the two of us, more than 25 years of experience with this company. As a company, we've been around since 2004. But one thing that I love is working with younger companies, because we can certainly help you get your phone ringing, get your jobs coming your way, earn your business long term. I've got clients that have been with me over 10 years. We, as a company, have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 16, 18 years. Nobody counsels on profit. So like I said, as a pricing director, it's my job to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can, and I am able to apply that new in business rate, which does save you 50% every single month. Now, I did want to say that I'm also going to reduce the initial setup fee. Normally, this package runs $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. Now, what I am going to do, though, is reduce that $599 down to $299, save you the $300 every month. I'll take $200 off of your setup fee, partly because you're a young company, but partly also because I know you've got Angie's. Tara attached the Angie, your home advisor powered by Angie. I know that's a very different service. It doesn't conflict at all with what we do, but I also know that your advertising dollars are not, like, growing on a tree in the backyard. So I want to make this affordable for you.
We are trying to separate ourselves from Angie's because we do not.
$2,700 lead.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of money.
Ooh, wow.
Well, like, we're paying $900 a month for maybe one lead. Maybe.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Oh. My heart goes out to business. Like I said, I've been doing this long enough. You go back 5-6 years now before it used to be Home Advisor by itself, and they kind of merged with Angie. Now it's Home Advisor powered by Angie, or it's Angie Leads, not Angie's List, but it used to be Home Advisor. You go back 10 years, it was Service Magic. Same company, same basic services, basic premise of capturing leads and flipping them to businesses and their competitors. That's part of the problem. Every lead you get is a shared lead. It goes to you and your competition. So I definitely have heard people say that they have not seen a great return on investment with that particular service. So I definitely want to do right by your company.
I do have a question.
Sure, of course.
So we are, so it's under a, it's under the same business name, but it's a different EIN. Starting a business in Florida for roofing and the same services, and I was wondering if y'all charge per area, or is it just per business? Like, would y'all be able to help us market things in Pensacola as well under the same business name, and we can, like, link, we'll have a separate office down there, so anything under Pensacola will be under...
Perfect. Yeah, so the answer is yes and also no. I mean, obviously, when we build out the website, we're going to be able to talk about all of the different services you provide, where you're able to provide those services, things like Facebook ads. We can run them really anywhere, but for the local search engine optimization, I mean, that is for local businesses. So yes, it would be a separate charge if you wanted to do that. And I'm pretty sure I could do like $249 on a second location, but for Florida, you would have to have the whole verification process, separate content. Mm-hmm. As long as it's a separate phone number, it's okay if it's the same website, things like that. Mm-hmm. But there are ways that we can promote Florida and still have it under one listing, one business with ads and with content that we create. But yeah, you would still have to be PIN verified in Florida separately. I mean, if it was like a separate location, like 10 or 20 miles away, then that's different. But you know, for a different state, it has to be completely different. Again, that's, you know, that's Google guidelines. There's only so much that we
can
do.
Well, if we can work on setting that up. And then for now, if we need to just put them on the website, so at least we can, you know, use that, and we'll do what we can. It is like just starting out, and
absolutely. No, I get you. I'm glad
people down there are still in the learning curve.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm going to notate that. Now, a lot of the times, what I'm able to do for a second location is what's our friends and family rate, which is $249, and then you also get a free first month for referring a friend. In this case, you're basically referring yourself. You know, so when you get the other business, the other location set up, then Woodbine would get a free month. And it used to be when that second location makes a second payment, now it's the initial payment. As soon as you make a second or initial payment on a second location, then the first location gets a free month, just as if you're referring a friend who signs up with us. So that's going to help you.
Awesome. Okay, cool.
Absolutely, yeah. And just to kind of go back here, the way we see it listed on Angie is Woodbine General Contracting, and that's how you want it to be branded?
We're an LLC, if you could add LLC.
Yes,
on
there. Absolutely. I will put the LLC on there, so you'll be PIN verified through Google and Bing with the LLC as part of that, and then, of course, on the website, the branding of the business, all of the additional content that we create, it's going to have LLC, and I think that's a really smart choice to include that. I did want to ask you, though, because on the Angie, it's got 308 Kingsbury Circle in Warner Robins, of course, but
that's our office address.
Okay, and you receive mail there,
office.
Right? But
yes,
customers don't come there, right? Okay, so my real question. Google doesn't expect you, I mean, because you're a service base, you go out to the customer to provide the service. Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront, brick and mortar location, showroom, or anything like that. But of course, Google also doesn't want anyone to drive out to your residence and knock on your door, especially since you're probably out in the field most days. So that physical street address will not appear anywhere online. And then the phone number that we're speaking on now, this is a good phone number for us to reach you. And then the email address.
It's also the business number,
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
That's also the business number. And then Tara has selenajones0418@gmail.com. That's a good email address for you?
That's my personal email. That's really just for like us communicating, but my work email is...
I can do that, too.
It's
really up to you, and let me ask you why we do want to have an email on file. I mean, obviously, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we do email things out to you. The website that we build, of course, everyone calls you directly. Well, maybe not everyone, but most of the calls you get will be direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. The website will also have a contact form, so people who fill out that form can tell you where they live and where they're located and what they want to have done, etc. You get a text, you get an email when they do that, so of course you know how much work you're getting and who to follow up with. Of course, you're not paying extra for those leads either, whether they are contacting you directly or if they're reaching out to you through your website, there's no additional cost for that. Now, we can list the business email right on the website and use that email as the link to the contact form. If you want us to just hide the email, no email address that the public would even know about, we could still have that, your personal email link to the contact form. It's really up to you.
If you could just put my work email on there.
Absolutely, sure.
Do y'all work with Google, do y'all help with Google Workspace by chance?
We do, yeah, absolutely.
So I'll get some emails and then other emails I don't. So I've been having like a support problem, like all of our users have about receiving emails.
Okay.
I don't, everything's active and paid for, and our domain is, you know, our own, but I don't, I'm not sure what's happening there. It's not flagging anything,
okay.
But we are having troubles where every night, like half of the emails will not come through.
Really? Okay. But
yeah,
some
so
are.
I can't contact Google. So.
No, absolutely. Yeah, that's something that we can address on your behalf. And it is also helpful to know that some are going out, but some are not going out.
Mm-hmm.
What is your business email that you want us to actually list physically on your website?
It's Selena Jones at WoodbineGeneralContracting.com.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, yeah, it's S-A-L-E-N-A, by the way.
S-A-L-E-N-A.
Yes.
Yeah. That's actually how Tara has that. I think she got that when you gave her the personal email, right?
I gave her the personal email. Mm-hmm. Cause I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to receive the email from
mm-hmm.
her, originally. So I went ahead and just gave her my personal email while I was
got
trying
it.
To figure out the Google Workspace. But again, it's like 50% of emails will come through and the other half won't. So it's been a bit of a
right.
struggle.
Got it. Oh yeah, but that's how she got the S-A-L-E-N-A.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, that's okay. I was just wondering if she had assumed that on her own, because that is not the more popular, I like less popular spellings of names.
My mom's like, it's still how it sounds. I don't see how more people don't spell it that way.
Exactly, right? I like words that are spelled the way they sound, too. You said that was at WoodbineGeneralContracting.com, right? Not the LLC in the email,
right, it's
correct?
Just, it's just GeneralContracting.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'll do a few things. I mean, obviously, I do want to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. That could be with either or both of you. You don't necessarily even need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call really itself only does take about, 35, 40 minutes, really. And then, of course, I did want to add another layer of protection here on your account, a simple question and answer. If you get phone calls from someone who says they're Google or Local Splash, they would know the question and the answer. And if we get phone calls from someone saying they're with Woodbine General Contracting, I mean, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we might still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. But your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in was St. Laundry.
City you were born in, you said St. Got a little staticky and some feedback on that.
It's laundry, like folding clothes, laundry, St.
Gotcha.
Laundry.
That's what I thought you said. I'm just kind of, I only caught half of that word, but that's what
I heard. You're fine. It's technically a parish because it's in Louisiana, but it's potato potato.
Right. That's okay. Well, I mean, we don't have the parish you were born in as a choice in the drop-down box, but I think they'll still understand what we're talking about here. And then, like I said, I do need to read that voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. And then as far as the follow-up call, is that going to be with you, Selena, or both of you, or are you available today?
It would be, I mean, are you available today? Later today?
Actually, I got a pick up Braylon from school. Would be better.
No, I have a call with QuickBooks later tonight, so if, can we schedule it for Tuesday?
Sure.
He's going out of town for a work, thing.
But Tuesday
would
work?
I would just like both of us.
The 26th?
Yes, in between.
Okay.
Between 9:30 to 11.
We can schedule
work,
it. We
or
can,
after
we can schedule it to 10. 10 o'clock?
10 works for me.
Okay. We're going to schedule it from 10 to 11. Like I said, it's a one-hour window, but the call takes less than that. At 9 o'clock, we'll send an email to the email you just gave me, just as a reminder. And I'm also here, before I get off the phone, going to send you a calendar invite. The invite really is just more for your record. You don't have to respond to it. And then how did you want to secure the listing, MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
Can we secure it on Tuesday?
Yeah, I got
to. Just because we have to get our some.
I got to get a card back from Logan. He's got all the information.
He has the card is with the other business owner at the moment, so we don't have the
information
on
hand.
If that's possible.
Well, I would have to call you before that scheduled time, but we could definitely do that if that works out. I need about 10 minutes of your time, and if I can, then I'll do the voice verification now. Today's Wednesday.
That's fine.
He can send me a picture and stuff of the card, and it gives him some time to get those financials situated. Could you call me Friday just to give him the data?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll definitely call you on Friday, so we'll be talking to you then before Tuesday. I'll just do the voice verification then on Friday, unless you guys want to sit through it right now. It takes about 5 minutes.
We can do the voice verification now. We can have multiple people, me and him, on there.
Yeah, absolutely. And then that follow-up call, you're saying that you need us to... Could we do your client interview on Friday, or did you want to wait until Tuesday?
To put the payment down, I'm going to do Friday, and then
Friday.
For the actual the meeting thing, we'll do Tuesday because I want both of us there.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
no, that's absolutely perfect.
I have to leave by 9 a.m. tomorrow morning to be out of town all the way
through
Monday.
But he'll be able to contact me.
Not a problem. Right. Yeah, and you got. I want you guys both to be there for the client interview. That's fine. My question really is just to, you know, for the date that I need to say on the voice verification here. But that's Friday's when we're going to process that payment. That'll be the this week. So that's going to be in the voice verification that I read here. That's going to be the 22nd. And then we'll do the follow-up call on the 26th. So the voice verification, like I said, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Woodbine General Contracting, LLC.
And that's exactly all I have, that with the LLC attached. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Selena Jones, and I work as the project manager and bookkeeper.
Perfect. As the project manager and bookkeeper for Woodbine General Contracting, LLC, Selena, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be providing on Friday the 22nd, you are authorized as a user on that account, that card?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, it's just to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. I mentioned this earlier. Of course, it's our job to make sure that your phone is ringing. And because it is something that we are going to be providing for you and a big part of your success, you do need to be actively involved in your campaign, meaning that we do request that you are receptive and responsive to phone calls and emails. Text messages, too, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir. I am very on top of things, I promise.
I know, and I appreciate that. I really do. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we would ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware that you've got Angie, that you're currently working with someone who is doing Facebook ads for you, but we definitely are more than happy to take that on. Like I said, anything new that comes along that we're not aware of, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to, although, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay for something that we're already providing for you, and even more important is we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. We do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And now with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm able to apply here, reducing both the cost of the service, reducing the one-time setup fee, with the website being included, with it being month-to-month, and of course with the official start date of this Friday the 22nd, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged this Friday, the 22nd of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 22nd of the month in the further reduced amount of exactly $299. And that $299, once again, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes, there's no fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include all the additional content on Google and Bing, of course, Apple Maps, the additional directories, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook paid ads are included at no additional cost. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Again, that custom website is included at no cost, which means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And of course, you can pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can, in fact, pause the service seasonally. All that we would, though, request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I will be calling you on Friday, and what time is a good time for me to call you?
Anytime on Friday, as long as it's okay. Not around 3 o'clock, because I do have to pick up my daughter.
Gotcha.
Anytime before 6:30 is fine.
Certainly. And I'll call you maybe mid-morning then on Friday. I need just a couple of minutes of your time just to get that billing information on file. I am going to send you guys now, though, a calendar invite for that follow-up call. And we've got that scheduled for Tuesday, and that was going to be at 10 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
All right. If I do happen to be available when our technician calls you on Tuesday, I'll be able just to jump on the line with them, say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, and hand it over to them. I'll try to keep my phone line open, but either way, they will be calling you on Tuesday at 10. I will be calling you maybe on Friday around 10 or 10:30, 11, but like I said, I just need a couple of minutes of your time at that point. But other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're really excited to get this going for you. I know Tara's excited too. She's glad to finally get the two of you guys together. But we are looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting that website out there in front of more eyes, and of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Thank you as well. Absolutely. Real pleasure speaking with you. And then, Selena, the number that we're speaking on now, this is a good number for me to reach you and for our technician to reach you as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So I'll call you on this number maybe around 10, 11 o'clock on Friday. We'll get everything else buttoned up there. But real pleasure speaking with you both. You guys have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, too. Take care. Bye-bye.